欢迎你收听华侨福音广播，我们的制作是免费赠送给对福音感兴趣的朋友，以及希望在圣经真理上成长的基督徒。你可以透过电话和电邮向我们索取，或者浏览我们的网站 cgbconline.org 来了解我们的最新资讯和制作。你亦都可以透过在 Apple Podcast、Google Podcast、Spotify、TuneIn 同埋 SoundCloud 等各大 Podcast 平台的手机应用程式上面搜索 CGBC Online 或者是加拿大华播来收听华播的 Podcast 制作。我哋亦都欢迎你用自由奉献的方式来支持我哋的事工。再一次感谢你收听华侨福音广播。
今天和我們徵到的是我們本堂的李樂恩傳道，也是我們教會的兒童牧者。我想我們當中有些弟兄姊妹可能對他都不陌生的，特別在周日的時候，當你如果見到一個戴著這樣的冠冕的姊妹，還有另一個同工 Sonia 的，你就很容易認到他們。還有呢，雖然他是以英文溝通為主，但他中文都很好的，所以等一下你們完了可以用中文問他很多問題，你都可以要求用中文回答的，我会尝试啦，起码 ，OK， 好。咁我哋咧今日就将正道嘅时间咧就交俾李乐恩传道去再多啲介绍佢自己俾你认识。
Thanks, Kendrick. Okay, question for you guys: How many of you love food?
想先问大家咧，在座都俾多个人中意食嘢嘅咧
？Yeah. Okay. So I love food more than most people.
我喜歡吃東西應該多過你們那種的喜愛。
Not just 吃東西， I love to cook。
我不單單只喜歡 food 的，我自己都喜歡煮東西。
I like to feed people。
我喜歡請人吃東西。
I like to buy groceries。
我又喜歡去購物。
I like to find really good deals on food。
我都很喜歡留意哪裡有好的優惠。
I love to take pictures of food。
我甚至都很喜歡為了食物來拍照的。
And I love to write about food.
我亦都好中意写食评啦。
In fact, one of the things that I do for fun is I post pictures of food online and I write about that food.
其中一个他业余的嗜好咧，就系中意咧，系将佢一啲食嘅食评啊、心得咧，就 po 上网嚟到同人分享。
Yes, pictures of food.
你就系一啲嘅例子啦。
And I'm pretty good at this.
他做這件事做得很厲害。
How do I know?
我怎麼知道?
Because from time to time, people will comment on those pictures that you see, and they say that I've made them hungry, and now they want to eat what I've posted.
通常人們看完他所拍的照片和他所寫的形容之後，都令到他的反應就是說，哇，這件事好像很好吃，令到我很肚餓，都很想吃。
So I share this story with you guys today because we're talking about the role of the church in a child's life.
為什麼我們今天講這件事呢？因為其實都跟我們今天的主題就是，究竟教會在小朋友當中的角色呢，都有關。
So in a similar way to how I make people want to eat the foods that I've posted pictures of and descriptions of, we want to show our kids how amazing it is to have Jesus in our lives and make them want it too.
正如我所做的这些食评呢，是来到吸引人很想都去吃的时候，其实我们都可以同样去介绍给我们的小朋友认识耶稣，以致他们都很想去认识他。
And that's our responsibility as a church.
这个都是教会的责任。
So let's look at what that actually means by diving into today's passages.
就让我们接着今天的经文去看这个方面的教导。
So I believe that the scripture reader read chapter 6, part of chapter 6. We're actually going to be starting with chapter 4.
虽然今天的经文是申命记六章，但我们会由第四章开始。
So here's a little bit of context for everyone.
那么先讲一下背景先。
So the Israelites had been wandering around in the desert for many years because they did not trust that God would take care of them when he tried to bring them into the promised land the first time.
那么讲到以色列人，他们在旷野漂流了很多年，因为当时他们当紧这一代的以色列人就不相信神是可以带他们进入到应许之地。
So in total, they would wander for 40 years. And it's towards the end of these 40 years that Moses gives them the commandment that we're going to be reading about in chapter 4.
他们在旷野漂流了差不多40年的时间，去到差不多40年的结束的时候，当时摩西就将今天所讲其中经文里面的命令，来到去再一次跟以色列人讲。So
we'll be looking at some of chapter 4 and then jumping to chapter 6.
所以我们会看少少第四章，即是我们去到第六章那里。So
in chapter 4, verse 2, Moses tells the Israelites to obey the commands that he's given them exactly, not adding to them and not removing things from them.
在四章的第二节那里，就这样讲到，就说我所吩咐你们的话，你们不可以加添，都不可以删减，好叫你们遵守我所吩咐的，就是耶和华你们神的命令。He
goes on to remind them of an incident where there were people who strayed from God's commands, and these people were destroyed. But those who obeyed God were saved.
他亦都在当中呢，来都提翻一啲过去发生嘅事，就系当人唔去听神嘅命令嘅时候，佢哋点样招致灭亡？但系当呢啲子民去遵守神嘅诫命嘅时候咧，又点样直至得救？
And then he reminds the Israelites of the benefits of obeying God's commands, as shown in verses 6 to 8.
然后他也都讲到，就是当遵守诫命的时候，有什么好处呢？就是来紧6至8节那里讲了。When
God's people carefully obey his commands, they are seen by those around them as wise and understanding people.
而当他们切实去遵守神诫命的时候，身边的人就会看到他们实在是一些有智慧、有见识的人。They
will be seen as those who have an intimate relationship with God, especially in comparison to those around them who do not have that kind of intimate relationship with their gods.
而当他们这么做的时候，都表现到他们跟神是一个很紧密、很亲切的关系，而这些正正在他们当时身边其他的信仰或者民族里面所看不到。The
other nations will see that God's commands are right and good to follow.
而其他的民族也都可以藉着他们这样的表现，看到神的诫命是公义，也都是良善，就值得他们跟从。In
the first part of verse 9, Moses reminds the Israelites to watch themselves closely and not forget the things that their eyes have seen or their ears have heard, lest those things fade from their hearts.
在这个第九节的初头，摩西特别提醒以色列人，要他们很小心紧守他们自己的内心，特别要他们不要忘记他们眼所见、他们所听到这些诫命，离开他们的心。
So how do we make sure we don't forget things?
咁我哋点样帮助我哋唔会忘记呢？
Some of us take pictures.
例如我哋会影相啦。
When we go on vacation or when we do something special, it's fairly common for us to take pictures.
当我哋好似例如去旅行嘅时候，或者我哋做一啲好特别嘅事情咧，我哋好多时候都会喺影相嚟到留低呢啲记忆嘅。
So that's a picture of my mom and my dad, and we're in the States, and we just went crabbing.
他们呢，就好像例如这幅相，就是他爸爸妈妈和他在美国所做的一些活动。So
pictures help us to remember what we did and who we did it with.
而这些相都勾起一些回忆，就是我们所做过的事，和我们一起共同经历过这些人。
I don't think about this picture every day, but when I take out my photo albums and look at this photo, I start to remember.
当然我不会每一天都去看这些照片，但每当我有机会看这些照片的时候，都让我记起过去所发生这些人和事。So
that's one way of remembering things. Another one is that we put reminders in our calendars.
当然刚才照片是记录的方式，我们都可以将一些重要的事情落在一个行事历那里。
When we look back at our calendar, we can see what we did each day.
而当我们看回我们行事历的时候，我就记回我们所做过的事。Some
of us write in our journals.
当然有些可能会写日记。So
why do we want to make sure that we don't forget things?
为什么我们想很确切我们不会忘记一些东西呢？
Because those things are important to us.
因为那些都是重要的事情。
What's a memory more important than remembering who God is and what He's done for us?
有啲咩比我哋要记得神系边一位，同埋佢为到我哋所做嘅事系更加重要咧
？Nothing，
冇嘢系比呢个更加重要。
And so Moses tells the Israelites to remember。
所以点解摩西对以色列人讲佢哋要记住
？He tells them to remember personally, as each of them have experienced God in their own lives。But in the second part of verse 9, he also says to teach these things to their children and to their children's children.
正如摩西提醒他们每一个人，每一个个人，他们都要记起，也都要在当中想起他们是怎样来到在他们生命的当中来到去经历神。而特别在第九节的下半节那里，他们都要提醒，就是说他们要教导他们的儿女，甚至他们之后的世代来到有关这些的事。
So here's a few things to note about that.
这里有几件事要值得一提的。
One, Moses is talking to Israel as a whole, and not just to parents who have kids.
摩西这个的教导呢，就不只是对整个的以色列群众，而不只是对父母说要跟父母去教这些子女的。
As a community of believers, as the church, as God's holy people, we have a duty to teach the next generation.
作为一个信仰的群体，一个的教会，神圣洁的子民，我们每一个人都有这样的责任，来到去教导教养我们的下一代。
It doesn't just fall on the parents, although they too have a big spiritual responsibility to their children.
这个不是只是一个父母的责任，尽管父母在当中占有一个最重要的角色和位置去教导他们。
It doesn't just fall on the church leaders.
这个都不是只是单单教会领袖上面或者教牧上面的责任。
We as the church have a responsibility to our children to bring them up in the ways of the Lord.
我们每一个在当中教会里面参与的，其实我们都有责任来到去帮助这些小朋友，让他能够在信仰的道路上、真理上可以成长。
Here's something that might come as a surprise to you.
或者当中可能有些让你会惊讶的地方的。
Just because the parents are Christian and they've been bringing their children to church since they've been babies,doesn't mean that the children are automatically going to walk with the Lord.
儘管可能我們作為一個基督徒的家長會帶領小朋友由小就已經來到回教會，不過這個都不保證到他們成長的時候都繼續會去跟隨著。
They may be at church, but unless we live in and live out God's love and teach them to do the same, we as a community of believers,are not being good witnesses to them.
就算我们带了他们回到教会，但如果假设在我们群体的当中，我们没有切实来到去活出神那个的教导或者那种的爱的时候，其实我们都在他们面前做一个不好的见证。
Second thing,
第二件事呢？
These children that Moses is talking about, and also the children in our midst, they haven't necessarily experienced God personally,in the same way that the adults have.
嗱，無論對於當時摩西所講到呢啲嘅兒童或者係年輕人啦，或者好似今日喺我哋在座當中，我哋嘅群體入邊嘅小朋友都好啦，佢哋都唔一定可以有好似例如我哋個人大人所經歷到神嗰種嘅關係或者嗰種嘅經驗。
And so, if the adults don't tell them about their own experiences,the children probably won't know about it.
如果我们大人的都不去讲解或者解释给他们知道究竟我们怎么认识神，可能他们都不会有机会认识神。
Remember how at the beginning of today's sermon, I told you about how I make people want food because I post about it?
正如好像刚才开头讲到有关就是他怎么能够去就是 share 一些食物的照片的时候，令到人都很想吃。
Just because people have seen my pictures doesn't mean that they've eaten that food.
他们看到的照片不等于他们吃过的嘛。
But now they want to.
但起码他们现在想吃了。
So in a similar way, if you tell children what God has done in your life, It doesn't mean that they've experienced God doing the same thing for them, but suddenly God will become more real in their lives.
同样的就是当我们跟我们的小朋友分享有关神在我们生命当中经历的时候，这个不会成为他们的经验，但起码就是神在他们的生命或者他们的理解里面变得更加的立体。
It shows them that God is not just a God of this book that we call the Bible, but that God is an important part of your life.
以至到他们看到这个所谓的神不是只是圣经里面一个所记载的人物，而是一个在我们生命当中都是一个有做我们主做我们的神一个很实在的存在。
And hopefully, this will make them want God for themselves as well.
当然我们都希望藉此都可以吸引到他们，都希望有神在他们的生命当中。
So in children's ministry, we make it a point that our leaders take the time to share God stories with our kids. Moments in their lives where God has taught them something or was there for them in real ways.
所以在儿童事工上面，我们都很强调，就是说我们当中带领的不单单只是分享圣经里面那些故事，也都分享到他们个人生命的当中怎样能够 去经历到神，也都将他们心里是怎样活出来那些经历。
We're teaching the children that the faith that we talk about is also the faith that we live out。
我们教导我们的小朋友，我们所讲的这些信仰不是只是我们所讲出来，也都是我们真实的去活出来。
So if any of you would like to share a God story with our kids in English or in Cantonese, we'd love to have you join us.
当然如果你都有这样的负担或者兴趣，你都去向小朋友分享有关神的故事，无论用广东话或者英文都好，我们都欢迎你来到加入我们侍奉的团队。
Yeah, just let me know or let your pastors know.
你可以让 Pastor Joanne 或者其他的教牧知道啦。
Okay, third thing.
好，第三样啦。
Children are capable of learning about and knowing God.
小朋友其实都有能力来到去认识或者去知道神。
If this weren't true, then Moses' command for the Israelites to teach their children would be pointless.
如果不是的话，摩西这个的命令要教导这个的小朋友，这样就是一个 没意思的一个的命令。
Our God is our children's God too.
因为我们的神同样都是要成为他们的神。
It's an incredible moment when you see a child suddenly understand something deeper about who God is.
当中可能会有一些很令你觉得很不可思议的，就是小朋友他们可以怎样突然间其实他们就可以认识到，就是神可能我们甚至没想到他可以认识到的地方。
So in our children's fellowship, we do an activity where we hold up an item and we ask them how this item reminds them of God.
他们的儿童团契里面呢，他们曾经做过一个活动，就是他们要拿一件的物件，然后用它来说怎样来到这个物件帮助他去记得起神呢。
So I held up this Costco membership card.
于是呢 Pastor Joanna 就拿起一张 Costco 的会员卡。
So the kids didn't really know how this card worked. So I explained that the only way that I can buy things at Costco is if I have this card.And that I'm the only one who can use this card because this card has my face on it.
咁啲小朋友其实唔好知张卡嚟做乜嘅。咁于是佢就解释到就话啦，嗱，如果你想喺 Costco 买嘢咧，就一定要呢张卡先得。而呢张卡咧又只有佢可以用嘅，因为张卡咧有佢嘅样喺嗰度。
So after I said that to the kids, you could just see everything kind of click in their heads.
当这样跟他讲完之后，小朋友突然间就好像明白了。
They told me that God is like a Costco card because God is the only way for us to have forgiveness of sins and the only way for us to go to heaven someday.
原来呢，神就好像一张 Costco 的会员证一样，是唯一一个可以让他们的罪得到赦免，也都让他们可以去到永生的一个的道路或者一个方法。
They also mentioned that salvation is personal and that you can't give salvation to someone else. They have to accept it for themselves.
甚至佢哋都提到呢个救恩系一个好个人嘅事，我唔可以将我嘅救恩同别人分享啦。而呢个每一个人都要自己亲身嚟到去接受呢一个嘅救恩。
That, brothers and sisters, is deep knowledge about God, and it came from the mouths of our children.
嗱，呢啲听到可能都系一啲比较深入、比较复杂嘅一啲嘅讲法入边咧，都喺小朋友口中可以讲到出嚟。
So Moses laid out what he wanted from the Israelites.
所以摩西就同啲以色列民讲咧，佢哋需要系啲点样去做。
He wanted the Israelites to set a godly example for the children in their midst.
佢希望以色列人喺佢嗰啲小朋友嘅当中咧，做一个敬虔嘅例子。
He wanted them to listen to his laws and decrees.
佢想啲以色列人咧，你都愿意去听呢啲嘅律例同埋教导。
Keep those commands.
嚟到去遵守呢啲嘅命令。
Remember them.
谨记住佢。
And teach them.
亦都系教导佢。
So we're not going to dive into chapter 4, verse 11 to 14.
我哋今日就唔会睇仔细去睇第四章十二十四节啦。
But it again reminds the Israelites of how they experienced God personally and reminds them to obey the commands that God has given them, including the Ten Commandments, which were found in Deuteronomy 5.
嗱，当中咧都提醒到，其实以色列人佢哋过去点样系好切实嘅经历到神，亦都提醒以色列人咧，佢哋点解要遵守神嘅诫命。当中包括例如好似好熟悉嘅十诫啦，系喺呢个《申命记》五章入边有提及。
And then moving into Deuteronomy chapter 6, Moses lays out God's commands for the Israelites. And in Deuteronomy 6 verse 2, it says that by keeping these commands, the Israelites, their children, and their children's children may fear God as long as they live.
跟住去到《申命记》第六章嘅时候，摩西咧就清楚讲到明咧呢一个神嘅诫命，特别讲到系有关《申命记》六章二节，就讲到佢哋咧要遵守呢啲诫命，无论系以色列嘅大人或者小朋友，或者一直到佢哋嘅子孙后代咧，都要学习嚟到去敬畏神喺佢哋在世嘅日子嗰度。
So this doesn't mean that we should be afraid of God.
咁當然呢、這個唔等於我哋要驚咗神啦。
This is fear in the sense of healthy respect.
呢一種嘅敬畏咧，係一種係一個好嘅一個嘅尊敬嚟。
So let me explain.
你等我解釋下先。
I've had kids tell other kids that I'm scary.
嗱，有啲小朋友會話佢咧好恐怖嘅。
That doesn't mean that I actually scare them most of the time.
咁當然唔係就話佢走去成日嚇佢哋啦。
What they mean is that they recognize that I'm in a position of authority over them and that I mean what I say and I do what I say, which means that if they cross the line, there will be consequences.
而是因为呢Pastor Joanne 是有这个权柄在他们的上面，所以他所讲，例如讲了一些可以做不可以做的事清清楚楚的时候，而当小朋友过了这些的界线呢，咁佢哋咧就会要面对相关嘅后果嘅。
But at the same time, I'm the one that these kids will go to if they have a problem and they need help.
同时，不过啲小朋友当佢哋有需要要帮忙咧，都会系揾阿 Pastor Joanne 嘅。
Similarly, we fear God by recognizing His authority and His power and submitting to His wisdom in humility.
同样地，当我哋敬畏神嘅时候，等于我哋系承认其实神嘅主权、佢嘅大能，亦都喺当中咧，我哋愿意谦卑嘅嚟到去顺服喺佢嘅智慧之下。
And when we have this fear of the Lord, God promises that He will bless us.
当我哋真正嘅嚟到敬畏神嘅时候，神应许过佢会赐福俾我哋。
And then we get to Deuteronomy 6 verses 4 and 5.Which is a very important Jewish prayer known as the Shema, which means to listen or to hear.
跟住我哋嚟到今日嘅经文就系《申命记》六章四至五节，亦都系犹太人佢哋祈祷入边咧一个好重要嘅部分，叫做Shema， 个意思就系咧聆听或者倾听。
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
当咗咁嘅就话，以色列啊，你要听耶和华我哋嘅神系独一嘅主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你嘅神。
So this is a summary of what Moses has been telling the Israelites to do.
而这个也就是摩西吩咐以色列人要做。
He wants them to listen to, learn from, and live out God's commands.
摩西希望他们能够去聆听、去学习，也都去实践神的诫命。
This way, they won't make the same mistakes as those who came before them.
也都因为这样去做的时候，他们就不会好像他们上一代以色列那种的不遵从神的诫命，而经历到他们当中一些悲惨的结局了。
These commands are to be on the hearts of the Israelites.
而这些诫命呢，是要，也都要存在这些以色列人的心里面。
They are to impress these commands on their children.
他们要透过这些诫命或者律例呢，来到去让他们的小朋友留下深刻的印象。
The word impress means to leave a mark on.
我哋让佢一个留下深刻嘅印象咧，就好似咧喺佢哋生命上边，或者喺呢啲事情上边咧，留低一啲嘅印记。
They need to make sure that what they're listening to, learning from, and living out actually reaches their kids.
呢啲以色列人咧，一定要让佢哋所听见嘅、佢哋所学习嘅，甚至佢哋所行嘅咧。都是让他们的小朋友知道是怎么一回事。
So how do they do that?
那他们怎么去做呢？
They talk about them when they're at home, when they're on the road, when they lie down, and when they get up.
例如在他们家的时候，当他们在路上躺卧，或者在不同的场合都好。
So all the time.
就是任何的时候，他们都要把握机会去教导他们的小朋友。
They're to wear these commands and put them on their door frames and gates.
甚至他们要求去带上这些经文命令，或者将他们放在他们的门楣那里。
So some Jewish people actually do wear this prayer all the time, and they do have them on their doors.
所以有些犹太人呢，就真的按照字义上，就将这些经文或者这些祈祷放在他们的身上，还有写在他们的门楣那里。
I think what Moses is trying to say, though, is that in all areas of life, at all times and places, those are all good times to teach children about who God is and what God has done.
其实我们相信摩西在这里当中是想藉此去提醒，就是每一个的时间、空间、不同的机会都可以是一个教导小朋友去认识神的机会。
So take any and every opportunity to pass on God's truth, God's goodness, and God's love to these kids, whether through direct teaching or just by living faithful, God-glorifying lives.
所以也都提醒他们要把握其实每一个的机会去将神的真理来到去传递。无论是当中怎样去讲到有关神的良善、神的爱，又甚至透过他们自己当中那种的生活上面的见证，怎样去荣耀神。
So why every moment and every opportunity?
为什么要把握每一个的时机呢？
Because kids learn whether you try to teach them or not.
其实这些小朋友呢，当你其实你想不想教他，他们都会学到一些东西。
They learn just by watching the people around them.
他透过他们的观察来到去学习。
Who would like to pray?
谁想帮手祈祷啊？
So, thank you. So most of the time when I ask this question, or when I hear it being asked, the next thing that follows is that most people will avoid eye contact with the person who asked the question in the hopes that they don't get picked.
正如大家的反应呢，当刚才这个问题去到不同的人当中的时候呢，很多人呢就会回避他的视线，就希望呢不会被他拣中呢来到去做一个祈祷。
We tell our kids that prayer is important and that it's a special opportunity where we get to talk to God.
我哋同啲小朋友讲祈祷系几咁嘅重要，亦都可以咧同神沟通等等等等。
And this is true.
当然呢样真嘅。
But what they see from the church around them is that it's something that most people want to avoid for whatever reasons.
但系佢哋睇见嘅佢系啲人，佢系可以嘅话咧，都会避免祈祷嘅。
And so many of them don't want to volunteer either.
咁所以佢哋就学校，佢哋都唔系好想。来到去参与祈祷咯。
That's not something we purposely taught them.
呢度唔系我哋可能好刻意去教佢哋咁做嘅。
That's something that they just picked up by watching us.
但系佢喺我哋嘅言行当中咧嚟到去学到嘅。
We can teach them everything in word, but if we don't act on it ourselves, our kids won't actually believe that what we think we say is important.
其实无论我哋口讲乜都好啦，即系如果我哋唔系真真正正去将佢哋实践喺我哋生命入边咧，可能我哋嘅小朋友睇翻啊，你讲嘅嘢都唔系真系咁重要嘅啫。
This isn't to say that what we teach them is not important。
嗱，咁唔系代表我哋所教导嘅嘢唔重要。
It's very important。
佢系非常嘅重要嘅。
But it's also important that we live out what we teach。
但系我哋要点样将我哋所教导、所讲嘅实践出嚟，亦都系非常重要。
That way, there's consistency in the message that we're sending our children, that we love and we fear God.
以至到我哋所传讲教导嘅信息同我哋嘅生活系一致，而当中要带出嘅就系我哋系爱神，亦都系敬畏神。
It is our responsibility to pray for our children and teach them.Through the words that we say and the way that we live our lives as good examples of what it means to follow our God, both in our failures and in our triumphs.
当然这个都是我们的责任，去为到这些小朋友来祈祷，去教导他们，你都透过无论我们当中所讲的，我们所行的，你都作为一个例子，怎样为之来到跟随神，无论透过我们可能当中成功甚至失败的例子都好，都是一个的例子。
In our failures, because God is continuing to mold us and shape us to be like Him.
甚至在失败的例子的当中，神都会藉此继续来到去使用，来到去模造我们更加的似祂。
1 John 1 verse 8 to 10 says that if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar and His word is not in us.
正如约翰一书一章八至十节嗰度话，我哋若说自己无罪，就是自欺，真理唔喺我哋嘅心入边。但我哋若认自己嘅罪，神系信实系公义，必要赦免我哋嘅罪，洗净我哋一切嘅不义。我哋若讲自己冇犯过罪，就系以神为说谎，佢嘅道都唔喺我哋嘅心入边。
We need to admit that being a Christian doesn't mean we're perfect.
我哋要知道嘅，成为一个基督徒唔等于我哋要成为一个完全人。
It means acknowledging that we are sinners and we need God to change us.
而系当中承认我哋一个罪人，而我都需要神嘅恩典嚟到去改变我哋。
If we don't acknowledge our sins and we don't admit our struggles, we're not admitting our brokenness, much less our need for God's forgiveness and His saving grace.
而当我们不承认我们的罪或者当中我们的挣扎，其实我们都不等于我们不承认我们自己那种的破碎，我们需要神的救恩或者祂的宽恕。
When our kids see that, they see that there's a disconnect between what we say we believe and how we live our lives out.
而当我们的小朋友看见我们这样的言行的时候，其实都会让他看见我们所讲所信和我们的生活其实是脱轨。
What they hear is that everyone is a sinner and needs Jesus. But what they also see is mom, dad, auntie, uncle, grandma, grandpa pretending they're right all the time.And not acting like they need Jesus, when really, everyone needs Jesus to change their hearts.
当然他们可能会听见就是说，哦，每一个人都是罪人，都需要耶稣。 但可能他们当看见他们身边的无论任何的家人大过他们的长辈，他们都好像经常说到自己是我是很对的，或者经常都好像他们生命当中其实他们都看不到他们需要耶稣的时候，那这个都让我们看见其实每一个人我们都是需要耶稣来到改变我们的生命。
Our kids need to see our humility in asking for forgiveness from each other and from them, and an acknowledgement that God is still working in our lives to make us more like Him.
其实我们的小朋友都需要看见我们有这个这样的谦卑，你都去承认或者甚至去寻求当中我们可能做错的时候，我们都需要宽恕，也都讲到就是看见就是神继续在我们生命当中来到去工作，让我们都看见我们都是寻求着神那个的赦免。
When we admit that to each other and to our children, that's when God will work in the brokenness and hurt to bring transformation.
而当我们承认无论在我们的小朋友或者众人其他的人面前，我们都需要神在我们这个破碎的生命当中带来医治和改变的时候，
We also need to celebrate the good that God is doing in our lives and in the lives of our children.
当然我们都要为到神当中那个的美善，是在我们生命或者我们小朋友生命当中那种美好的作为，我们要庆祝。
We need to encourage each other and point out where God's transformative power has been at work.
我们需要鼓励大家也都去讲出其实神那种改变生命的大能怎样在我们众人生命当中来到作工。
God is good all the time.
神永远都是美善。
And when we praise God for being His amazing self, we teach our kids. And we also remind ourselves.
当我们去赞美神他那种那么美好的他的属性的时候，我们不单单是教导我们的小朋友，我们同样都提醒我们自己。
As time passes, our children will no longer be children.
时间过去，小朋友很快就会不再是小朋友。
They'll become youth, and then they'll become adults.
他们就会慢慢成为年轻人，甚至成为一个成人。
Our hope should be that they become better examples of the kingdom of God than we ever were.That they reach the world in ways that we never could.
而我们的期盼是他能够成为一个更加好的一个的例子，让神的国在他们生命的当中都能够彰显出来，也都让他们能够向世界宣讲一个更美好的见证。
Our kids need us.
我们的小朋友需要我们。
Are we reaching them for Jesus?
我们会为着耶稣的缘故来到去教导他们呢？
Let's pray.
让我们一起祈祷。
Father God,
天父上帝，
You are our Father and we are your children.
你是我们的天父，我们都是你的儿女。
You first taught us.
你首先教导我们。
You gave us the perfect example.
你都为我们留下最美好的榜样。
We know we are not perfect.
我知道我们并不完美。
But help us to teach our children.
但求你帮助我们懂得怎去教导这些小朋友。
Help us to teach them in word and in deed.
教导我们怎样透过我们的言论行为去教导他们。
May our words and our actions declare that we love and we fear you.
让我们无论所讲，我们所行，都彰显我们真真正正是爱你，也都是敬畏你。
May we as a church recognize our responsibility to train up these children to love and fear you.
让我们都看见我们整个的教会同样有这个责任来到帮助这些小朋友来到懂得怎样去爱你，去敬畏你。
You welcome these children into your arms.
你欢迎拥抱这些小朋友去到你的怀中。
Help us to actively welcome them into your kingdom as well.
也让我们帮助他们能够去进入主你的国里面。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.